Most small boats have a portable fuel tank, which is able to be removed from the boat. It's desirable to remove the portable fuel tank from the boat while refueling, to avoid any spillage of petrol into the bilge of the boat, which would create an unnecessary fire risk. We've got to remember, when we want to run the engine, we need to undo the breather valve on the fuel cap on top of the tank. Otherwise, we will create a vacuum and the motor will stop when it's starved of fuel shortly after startup. Larger boats usually have an inbuilt fuel tank. We fill up these boats the same way we fill our car up with petrol. These boats have a built-in breather system fitted. Fuel tanks should not be filled to full, otherwise fuel will spill out of the breather, creating a fire risk. A common underfloor fuel system includes a tank, pickup hose, primer pump, on-off tap, fuel filter, and feed hose to engine. We should check our fuel system for leaks or any damage prior to use, and always have a sniff around our fuel fittings for a fuel smell. We will usually smell a fuel leak before we see one, so our sense of smell is advantageous when checking for fuel leaks. While refueling our vessel, we should make sure our marine radio is turned off. Do not speak on mobile phones. Do not allow any person to smoke in the immediate area, and maintain contact between the hose nozzle, holding the trigger whilst refueling. Also avoid filling up with E10 ethanol fuel, as it's not suitable for marine engines, including outboards, and if used can void an engine's warranty. Mariners running out of fuel is a common cause of call-out for marine rescue organisations. The main causes of increased fuel consumption include operating in heavy weather, travelling against the tide, travelling against the wind, becoming lost and having to travel a longer distance than planned, having to tow a broken-down vessel back to the ramp, extending planned voyage, or any other emergency which may occur.